Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Melvin McElwain?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Family First Care. I just received your voicemail you left Sunday morning, and I just wanted to check in to see how I can assist you. I understand you're looking to get services with your son as your caregiver.
Yes, I am. Yes. I need that, yes.
What is your date of birth, Melvin?
9/27/1953. I'm 71. I'll be 72 next month.
And your last name is McIlwaine?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just going to pull up your insurance, and then we can go over what your next steps would be. Let's see. And your son is over the age of 18, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, he's 30 years old.
Okay.
I had my sister was supposed to be doing it, but she got called back to work.
Okay. All right, I see you have Keystone First Community Health Choices, Medicare A and B, and a Medicare Advantage plan. So everything looks really good. Keystone Community Health Choices is the exact insurance that you need in order to get the home care services. Now, there is a bit of a process because it is considered a long-term care Medicaid plan. So they will need to do a financial assessment. They're going to want to make sure your income is lower than $2,900 a month. And this is your personal income. So whatever you get through Social Security or your pension cannot exceed $2,900 a month. And they're going to check to see that you have under $8,000 in cash resources in the bank. Do you feel you would qualify?
I don't have any money in the bank at all. Okay. My Social Security is $1,000 a month.
All right. Sounds good. Melvin, what is your address?
It's 1021 Pine Street, P-I-N-E Street. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia, PA, 19107. And I'm on the second floor.
Okay. And what is your son's name?
His name is Santino McElwain.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to give you a phone number because you do need to call a place called the Independent Enrollment Broker. They are the organization that handles all of the assessments for the home care services for the state. And when you call them, you're just going to let them know you need to set up your first assessment, and they will give you a date with a 2-hour window of time that they're going to come out and do that. And then someone from our enrollment department will reach out later today just to find out what that date was scheduled for, so that way we can follow up, answer any questions you might have, and help you get the paperwork together so that we can send it over to them for approval for you. Okay.
Okay. So
I did all that already. Okay. So did they come out to your home?
They came out to my house and everything. I did all that.
All right. Did you give them your 5 years of bank statements?
5 years bank statement. I don't have no bank account. I've been on Social Security for
right. Right.
Years.
There. How do you get it on a card? On a debit card?
Like a pay card? My debit card, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. You're going to be able to get statements for that, just showing that that's where your Social Security comes in, that you don't have any other financial, you know, bank accounts or anything else that they need. So they've already done your medical assessment?
Yes, they have. They've been out here twice.
Okay.
I dealt with PCA.
Do you happen to have the ID number that they give you? I believe it's called a dream number or something.
Yeah, he gave me that number when he came here, but I don't know where it's at now.
Okay, so I'm going to send all this info over to our enrollment department. I'll let her know everything, that you've already started the assessment process, and she will send out an email to the county assistance office and see where you are in the process and what is still needed to get you approved, okay?
Okay, so they sent all that stuff to the county assistance office, and they told me that I was late bringing that income type thing
right.
in. Put, it's supposed to be a 2-year income from the Social Security office.
Okay.
Okay. I was in a hospital for a month and a half. I was at Pennsylvania Hospital because I had a heart attack. I had a heart issue. And I was in the hospital for almost a month and a half over at Pennsylvania, around the corner.
Okay.
And they sent me a letter. I got that letter in here somewhere. They said that I was denied. They said you had to call this number and to get an appointment to send all that paperwork. I mean, to fax that paperwork again.
Okay.
You know. And
okay.
I've been trying to reach my social worker at Pennsylvania Hospital so they can get this stuff done. But every time I talk to these people on the phone, they act like they're in a hurry to get off the phone. You know, I got to get all this stuff done, you know?
I understand. I'm gonna definitely send it over, and they will get a status update and figure out exactly if we can reopen the case they had, or if it's too late and we have to start from the but I'm pretty sure they'll be able to just reopen and send over the documents and work from there. So, but they'll let you know. They'll give you a call back later today, okay? So you're going to hear from either, it's going to be either Kaya or Allison, okay?
Okay.
And they'll be calling from family first. And we look forward to working with you, and we'll get answers for you, all right?
All right.
All right, thanks, Melvin. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye.